Well, then I'm glad you won't be needing my services.
Actually, can we talk for a moment?
I thought you might win some of the good stuff before we head off to lunch.
Jack, hi.
You two know each other?
Not everybody knows everybody around here.
Can you excuse us for a second?
Of course. Emily, it was good to see you again.
Yes, you too.
What are you doing here?
I just bumped into Stevie.
Right after her AA meeting? Seems awfully convenient. Were you hoping that I wouldn't be here?
Look, I just wanted to ask her a few questions.
I know that she's a Grayson, but she was gone long before all the stuff with your father happened. Look, you and I are finally getting back to a good place, and I'm trying to get there with my mom, too. Please, just let me have this one thing. Leave Stevie out of it.
Your touch, my friend.
I'm surprised you still have your competitive spirit. I thought you were more into frivolous games these days.
I assume you're referring to my stewardship of Voulet.
Using my brand to publish your memoirs, it's beneath you.
Well, I've decided to put those on ice. I mean, I hate for the world to think that my story is anywhere near over. Now I have new aspirations.
And what are they? The French Open? Wimbledon?
It's always been your problem, Pascal. You're too fixated on your own continent.
Where should I be looking?
Right here. The Americas. Where I could shepherd your new North American base of operations. I mean, think about it. A Grayson-LaMarchal alliance would be something remarkable to reckon with.
I remember when we started out, you said I was a fool for running a media company.
It was a foolish thing to say. Information is the real seat of power, and Voulet is just the base of the pyramid.
Considering what you've asked of me in the past,